Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Super Soul Sunday Morning. I am your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, with a 30-minute message to bless you and your family. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about exercising your faith in God when you feel like throwing in the towel and giving up. I want to talk about faith because faith without works is dead. And the Word of God says the just shall live by faith. And beloved, I believe today that you and I are the just, and we should always learn how to live by faith. It is often moving to listen to the news report day after day about the calamity that has rocked the American people. We know life has thrown many of us some curveballs, But can I just say that doesn't mean you should jump the ship and quit in the middle of the storm? It is my belief, beloved, that every believer must stand tall in the face of the storms. We as the Most High God's children must realize that God wants you and I to live in a secure place of victory. God doesn't want you or I to let the enemy chase us out of the safety of his arms. He doesn't want you and I to miss the inheritance he has for us. He has plans, beloved, that will bless us. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 22 says, "The blessings of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." And so God wants to bring those blessings to pass, but can only do that for those who rely on him totally. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, where Jesus Christ, Yeshua, rebukes his disciples when they thought their boat would capsize. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, asked this question to his disciples. He said, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" He asked this question because their fear showed that their confidence and trust was in fear other than the Lord. That's right. They began to look at the boat rocking side to side. They thought maybe they would be overturned. They would lose their life. They took their eyes off the Savior. The sad thing was these disciples didn't even see their safety net standing in the boat with them. Family, can I say trust in the Most High God is crucial to staying steady and not falling apart when storms come to rock your world and when circumstances contrary to the will and word of God arise. I, too, was faced with some issues in my life where I had to exercise my faith in God when I couldn't trace God. When my eyes kept looking at the tumors growing on the outside of my body as the cancer ate my body up, I still had to trust God. When I took chemotherapy, when I went through radiation, I still had to trust God. I had to take God's word every day as medicine. I had to take God's word when I didn't feel like getting up praising and worshiping God. I had to take God's word and eat his word as medicine because I knew one word from God would change situations in my life. I felt like throwing in the towel and I felt like jumping ship, but I knew I had to trust God when I couldn't trace him. I had to repeat Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 through 6 over and over in my mind. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. And so, beloved, when I felt like jumping out of the ship, I knew that God has victory planned for me. And I knew that there would be a better day for me. Had I given up that day, I would have never knew what God had for me the next day. And so I had to rise up off of my sick bed and begin to worship God. I had to praise him. I had to trust him. And I had to rely on him. Now, how we can rely on the Most High God is that we develop a relationship with God. The more we decide to develop a relationship with God, then it brings us closer to victory, because then we're trusting totally in what God can do and not in our own ability. We must cast our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Doesn't matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, or what it feels like. We should always trust in the Most High God and give Him praise at the end of the day. Many times we are thrown, lemons by the enemy, but we have to take those lemons and learn how to make lemonade. I've come to realize, beloved, that the more we trust in the Most High God, the more we read His word, we meditate on His word, we speak His word over issues that we may face day after day, night after night, those issues will become small. And then we will go from being the victim to becoming the victor. We have to learn not to rehearse what we see the enemy has thrown our way. We have to learn not to look at the storm, but look at our protector, who is Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He will cover us. We have to realize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And so when we rely on the Most High God to take care of us, He will make sure that the storm will never overtake us. You may be going through a lot in your life today, but if you could just muscle up of the sacrificial praise and tell the Most High God how you feel, guess what? God will come and fight your battles for you. Because, beloved, you have to realize that the battle is not yours at the end of the day. When you develop that personal relationship with God, you can always go to the Most High God in faith and not fear. You can go to the Most High God and tell Him about everything that's going on in your life. And also remember, never take fear into your prayer closet with you, because fear have a habit of choking out your faith. And you must always open the door when Mr. Fear come knocking at your door and say, "Not today, devil. Mr. Faith, live in my house." And you can rebuke Mr. Fear through the Most High God. You tell Mr. Fear, "The Lord rebuke you, fear." You speak to Mr. Fear. And also have a habit of looking at yourself and realizing that you are a warrior. You are a winner. You are a victor. You don't have to allow what you see to cause you to become the victim. You can change. And that's what it's about, is changing your way of speaking. The word of God says death and life is in the power of your tongue. And you have to learn how to speak life into a dead situation. I know many of you may have been praying to the Most High God for things to come to pass in your life and you don't see them anymore, or you don't see them happening. Sometimes you pray amiss. So it's good to find out what the will of the Father is for your life. Find out His will and begin to pray His will over your life. Never let storms defeat you. Never let storms cause you to look at yourself as being the victim. But always stand up proudly and be the victor that you are. I tell you, many times the enemy tried to attach a sad spirit to me when I was going through fighting for my life against stage 4 breast cancer. And the enemy wanted to plant lies into my spirit man. And he wanted me to look at my body. He wanted me to look at me taking chemo, radiation. And he started speaking to me about, "Hey, you said you were this great woman of God, but look at you, you're suffering now. Where is your God now?" And so I had to shut down the voice of the enemy and let him know the same God that allowed me to go through this will be the same God will heal me totally from this. And you have to really realize, beloved, and know without a doubt that God will bring you out of any situations or any storms that you're in. You can't be like Jesus Christ, Yeshua's disciples, and begin to look to the left and to the right. You must keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ, Yeshua, knowing that he is a healer, knowing that he is a deliverer, knowing that he is a supplier. He will supply all of your needs according to his riches and his glory. You have to really know it, not just quoting scriptures just to sound so deep and sound like you're so educated and got it together, because I'm going to tell you, my faith was tested beyond how many scriptures I thought I knew. I had to exercise my faith in the Most High God. Scriptures is good because it builds your faith in the Most High God. But believe me, the devil will come to try you and test your faith to see whether or not you believe what you read. You believe in, he want to test and find out whether you believe in the God that you've been shouting and praising and worshiping. Amen? And so that's why, beloved, it's so important and vital that you know who you are and whose you are in the Most High God. And that you're not moved by any storms that come to rock your boat. You can't afford to jump out of the ship. But you're to stand strong in the Most High God and trust him and know that he will deliver you from any danger and harm. And you have to stop listening to the enemy, because he will begin to speak through people to try to destroy your character, to try to catch you slipping. And you have opened the door for the enemy to come in and do what he want to do with you. But it's time that you shut that door of fear. You shut that door of doubt. You shut that door of unbelief. You shut that door of lies. You shut that door of sickness. It's time that you rise up and grab a hold to scripture and apply scripture to your life on a daily basis. And know that God wants you healed, beloved. He wants you healed. Know that today. Stop listening to the report of the enemy. Stop listening to his lies. You're not defeated. Amen? You're not defeated. Because the Most High God is there to deliver you and birth his plans through you. Every one of us have a purpose of why we are on this earth today. We are living because the Creator has us here for a reason. And we should always learn how to serve our sisters and our brothers. We should always learn how to be servants to one another. We should always learn how to encourage one another. Many people are going through trials and tribulations in their lives. They're losing their homes. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their material things. They're losing even their loved ones. And we should be able to lift our sisters and our brothers up with a prayer, with encouraging words. We should always, every day, look for ways to encourage each other, because everybody is going through. And we don't need people jumping out of the ship. But we need everybody to have faith on God and in God, and know that he has the power to bring us out of any storm that we may be faced with today. But we must trust him. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Many times you begin to walk by your sight, that's what's messing you up. Because that's when the spirit of fear attaches itself. When you hear the news reports, you hear a lot of fear reports causing you to live your life in fear. Run around with the spirit of fear, and that's what's going to destroy you, is the spirit of fear. But beloved, we have to Stop allowing the spirit of fear to attach itself to us. Stop allowing the spirit of fear to dictate your tomorrow. But grab a hold to faith and allow faith to operate strongly and heavily in your life. Because faith is what's going to cause you to fight a battle that fear will lose every time. All we have to do is trust in God. Never trust in what the enemy is saying. Sometimes the enemy may use your family members to try to talk to you and say it can't be done, or you're going to die, or you're going to always be broke, or you will never amount to anything. They love to use, Satan loves to use family to come in and whisper in your ear. But whose report are you going to believe? You have to make a decision today, beloved, that you are going to believe the Most High God. I don't care what it looks like. It could look bad, like it's not working in your favor. But you got to say, no, devil, not today. I'm going to trust in the Most High God. He will deliver me. It is He that gives me power to get wealth. When your pocketbook is screaming and you got holes in your pocket, you got to tell that devil, oh, no, not today, because it is He that gives me power to get wealth. When sickness try to attach itself to your body, you got to tell that devil, no. He already took stripes for me to be healed. By His stripes, I'm healed. See, in order for you to speak like that, beloved, you got to know your right. You got to know who you are and whose you are in God. You got to have a relationship with the Most High God. You got to know what God can do for you. He could do all things but fail. You have to know that, but how do you know that? Have you spent time with the Most High God and you talk to Him, beloved? Have you ever spent time with the Most High God and talk to Him for yourself? These are things you must ask yourself, beloved. Have you talked to Him? Have you really talked to Him? Spend time with Him in prayer. Prayer is very powerful, beloved. Prayer is powerful. I don't care what you say, guys. Prayer is powerful. And you must spend time with the Most High God. I pray I help someone today. If this message was for you, please leave a comment below. I would like to get your feedback. I would like to get your feedback on this message today. Don't jump ship. God has victory plan for you. Amen. So with that said, please join us every week. This is a new podcast, and I am so happy to be back into the radio land, bringing you content that you and your family will be blessed with. Please, for me, leave your comment below, because I would love to hear your thoughts about today's message. And also, guys, just know that you can come back tomorrow. We will have another show planned for tomorrow. But I want you to really walk by faith and stop allowing the spirit of fear to attach itself to your dreams, attach itself to your family, to your health. Learn how to rise up and overcome anything that the enemy throw at you, because Jesus Christ Yeshua was an overcomer, and you too shall overcome. And so with that said, guys, you stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next broadcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Praise Him. He's worthy to be praised. is worthy of the praises. Lift him up, saints of God, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to bless God in the sanctuary. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to praise him in his heavens. Ooh.